Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 22nd, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you this day and on this upcoming holiday season, we humbly ask for your blessings on this governing body, our families, and our friends. Watch over all of us and protect us wherever we may journey this season. We also ask a special blessing for our troops and their families as they protect us. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge to our nation's flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty
and justice for all. Alright, we'll begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, award, execute, receive, and file a contract for a term contract for lease of hangar number 5 at Jack Brooks Regional Airport with CUSA Aviation LLC. Item B is to reject all bids for the Cheek Community Sewer Improvement Grinder Pumps installation for Cheek Phase 4. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 2 for Jefferson County New Health Clinic with NNT Construction for an increase of $9,838.22 for addition of 100 linear foot of 6-inch water line due to relocation requirements of the 6-inch water meter by the City of Port Arthur, bringing the contract total to $1,986,898.79. It will not affect the days of completion, and this is a project that's funded by the Texas General Land Office Hurricane Ike disaster funding. Item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file Teletrack subscriber agreement for GPS software service in Jefferson County Constable Precinct 1. For a total purchase price of $1,316 with a monthly subscription charge of $140. Item E is to consider and approve an amended lease purchase agreement with Dell Lodge Land and Public Finance LLC in accordance with Texas Buy Board Contract Number 379-11 for upgrade or replacement equipment for the following departments: Criminal Court, County Clerk, Environmental Control, Constable Precinct 1, Constable Precinct 8, Sheriff Training and Health and Welfare Number 1. Item F is to consider and possibly approve transfer of a 2005 Toyota Prius from the District Attorney to the Service Center Motor Pool and a 2008 Ford Crown Victoria from Constable Precinct 7 to the District Attorney. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Approved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Constable Precinct 6, Item A is to consider and possibly approve the hiring of Furtis DeFoney, Jr. as a deputy constable with Constable Precinct 6 in accordance with Local Government Code Chapters 86.011. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under County Auditor, Item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2014 year-end budget amendment, transfers out for additional funding for capital projects and internal service funds. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2015 budget transfer for Constable Precinct 1 for the purchase of Teletrack subscription service in the amount of $2,716. Item C is to receive and file an order for reappointment of Patrick Swain as County Auditor for a two-year term beginning January 1st, 2015 through December 31st, 2016. Item D is regular county bills, check numbers 401914 through 402195. Do I have a motion on those items?
Moved
by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. You sure you want to second the reappointment of Swain?
We need to talk about C.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. We will skip A for right now. Item B is considering possibly approving an order for the reappointments of Doug Harville and Mike Duvet-Gay Commissioner Eddie Arnold's appointments as Commissioner of Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 3. Place 1 and 3 to each serve two-year terms. Item C is considering possibly approving order for the reappointment of Charlie Reno, my appointment, and Sandra Melton. Commissioner Weaver's appointment as Commissioner of Jefferson County ESD Number 4, places 2 and 4, to each serve two-year terms. Item D is considering possibly authorize county judge to execute an amended operations and management agreement between Jefferson County and FMMS Holdings of Texas for the operation of the morgue. Item E is to receive and file executed GLO contract, which is KEPRA contract number 1530, amendment number 1 for the Texas Coastal Management Program. Item F is to receive and file executed meter pump easement from Jefferson County to the city of Port Arthur, Texas for Walter Humphrey State Park, Mesquite Point. And item G is considering possibly approved Jefferson County Tourism Committee Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendations for the League of Extraordinary Fighters Boxing Promotions. Requested $6,083, recommended $3,830. Okay, do I have a motion on items B through G?
Motion to approve.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Yes, Judge. Mr. Rayo, item F, the agreement we have with Chenier Energy, is this affects that agreement, right? The easement for the water. Right, and it's all in place, right? Okay, and I appreciate the work you did on that. And you know, also I want to thank Kathy Hughes for item G, her board, the Convention and Visitors Board, as well as Mr. Swain now, Ms. Guidry, for working so diligently. I know there's a lot of things, but I think this is gonna be big for Jefferson County. Thank y'all. I hope everybody go out and support them. Some people can't handle boxing. I like it. But I want to thank you, Ms. Hughes, and your board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rayo, also.
All right. Let's go back to item A under County Commissioners. We have a speaker. Item A is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a master agreement and warranty support and license agreement between Jefferson County and Hart Civic Inc. for purchase of the Hart voting system. And we have a speaker today, Ms. Stella Morrison. Ms. Morrison, you may come to the podium.
Morning to everybody.
Good morning.
And Merry Christmas to you and your family. I learned about the public hearing on whether we should be voting to enter into a contract, I believe, with a company named Hart, H-A-R-T, correct me if I am incorrect, regarding using their their voting machines so we can conduct our elections. And I'm gonna ask each of you to walk with me through this. I just came in from Ladies of Lourdes Hospital this morning after 3 o'clock. I have my oldest brother there with a brain stroke for over 10 weeks. And that was just a paragraph article. And I assume that was the notice that was being given to the citizens of Port Arthur, and it was reported in the Port Arthur News. I called this morning to find out was that the only notice that was actually published. I don't really know what I learned in that conversation, and I need to be corrected also on this. I learned that the only time the notice was published in the Port Arthur News was yesterday. And if that is correct, and then I was also told that it was placed on I can't even think right now. On Thursday. And my question, and I spoke to Mr. Jackson, and my question to him is how many 80-year-old read those things? So as I see it, that does not serve the purpose of complying with the laws governing notice. And my question to you before I go any farther in my statement to you regarding the machines is, what exactly is the law regarding notice to the general public to conduct a public hearing for Jefferson County?
There's no specific provisions in the law that require us to hold a public hearing relating to the purchase of equipment. Normally, the only notice we give is that that's provided by the Open Meetings Act, and is the Public Meetings Act, is that we're to publish our agenda within 72 hours in advance of the time that we have our meeting, and that is notice to the public and identifying it with sufficient particularity such that the public would understand what the issues are that are going to be discussed, so that the public has the opportunity to appear and express their opinion.
Did I understand you correctly, Judge? Did you say 2 hours?
72 hours.
72 hours, okay.
Now, we normally give 96 hours notice because our agenda is published on Thursdays prior to our meeting, and we will allow addendums to be attached to the agenda up to 72 hours in advance.
So am I understanding you correctly? If that notice does not go out within a period of 72 hours to the general public, you can still go forward with that hearing as a legal hearing?
Well, a meeting. There are certain issues that require public hearings, like the setting of the tax rate and so forth, or the issuance of bonds, but a regular agenda item on an item that relates to purchasing does not require a public hearing, other than our voting on it within a regularly conducted commissioner's court meeting.
I see. So so in other words, the notice wasn't necessary anyway, and the commissioner's court has the authority to vote on whether or not to enter into a contract with or without the permission or the support of the general public.
Well, once again, we publish our agenda 96 hours in advance, and the public is given notice through that. It's sent to all the media outlets, so that they will have it, all the radio stations, television stations, newspapers. And so, much as you've done today, you're given the opportunity to come here and fill out a speaker participation form and give the commissioner's court input.
Then if I am correct in my analysis of the notice laws, and if this is as was described or called in that article I read, a public hearing, and if this is about signing a contract today with the Hart Company to purchase their machine in the sum total of $1.7 million, then my position to the court is that we cannot have this hearing. We cannot make a decision today because we are not in compliance with the law. Now, having said that, because I want to go on the record making sure that that was said. Now, having said that,
I'd be more than happy to listen. Is there any specific provision you can point to that says that there's in any way any illegality in regard to our deliberation of this agenda item today? I mean, are you referring to provisions of the government code, the Texas local government code, or what specifically? Because the court certainly does not want to be involved in anything that's procedurally not in compliance with the laws of the state of Texas.
I can only relate to you, Your Honor, those things that I'm familiar with and that I've experienced personally. I know, for example, in the city of Port Arthur, which is not the county of Jefferson, that they do a 42-hour notice to the citizens before they conduct a hearing or can conduct a hearing. They must notify the citizens of Port Arthur at least 42 hours about the public hearing, the nature of the hearing, whether or not they want, have a right to make a comment or a statement or whatever. So I assume that the county of Jefferson is more or less governed by that same type of law. But for me to stand before the court and tell the court I know for a fact a law exists, no, I cannot do that. That is why I asked the question, is there a notice law regarding public hearings?
Okay, and as we, well, yes, we've actually given more than 42 hours notice, so I can't see how there could be a complaint from the public when we give more advance notice than what the law requires. But do you wish to speak for or against the purchase of the equipment?
To answer your question, Your Honor, I'm speaking against it. And my reasons for speaking against it, excuse me, is because of the experiences that we've had with the Ivotronic machines that we no longer will be using. If I recall correctly, we began using those machines sometime in 2004 or 2005. And I stand corrected by either of you because my memory bank is not as good as it was when I was 23. But I know for a fact, and I have several articles from all over the United States complaining about these Ivotronic machines from this particular company that we purchased these machines from. And I know also for a fact, primarily because I read it either in the Port Arthur News or the Beaumont Enterprise, that on several occasions, Ms. Guidry, as the contractor representing the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party to get the election prepared, to get the ballots prepared for the election, have come before the commissioner's court on several occasions complaining about those various defects in this machine. I also know for a fact that these machines have literally robbed candidates of their election. When you have elections where one of the candidates win by a margin of, let's say, 10 votes, and because of the way these machines are made, no one can tell where those 10 votes are or what happened to those 10 votes because Ivotronic machines cannot recount votes.
Excuse me for interrupting you, but do you understand that the machines that we're considering purchasing today are completely different machines made by a completely different manufacturer?
Oh, yes. That's what that article say. My question to you is, do you understand that? My question to you, what do you understand? What is the compare the Hartz machines to the machines we've been using for almost 14 years? Tell me about their defects.
The ones that we've been using are optical scanning machines that require calibration. The machines that we're considering the purchase of today are digital machines that don't require calibration. They're completely different systems.
It doesn't matter, Your Honor. The point I'm trying to make is this. As citizens, the only inalienable rights we have is the right to vote. And anyone that tampers with my right to vote or anybody's right to vote is infringing on democracy and the integrity for what it stands for. Now, my point is simply this. Every citizen in Jefferson County had a right to know before this election and every election. After the commissioners decided to use those Ivotronic machines for voting, that they have a right to exercise their option, whether to use the machines or whether to vote by paper ballot. That information has never been disclosed to the general public. The only time I read an article regarding that was in this November last election. And that was about 2 or 3 days after the voting actually has already started. And that was in the Beaumont Enterprise, where it was more or less letting people know that they can vote by paper ballot and that they have a right to exercise that option. Now, what is my point? My point is, prior to us beginning to use those Ivotronic machines, and my Hart, who is apparently the only other company on earth that exists that makes machines for voting, because have we solicited bids from any other company? Can we make a comparison analysis of Hart to any other company?
Ms. Guidry, correct me if I'm wrong, but ES&S and Hart are the only two that are certified in Texas to provide the equipment. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's right. That is the only two companies that are certified in the state of Texas that we can purchase from to run our elections here in Texas.
The only two that our legislators have approved. I agree.
That is correct.
I'm familiar with that myself. But right. We as citizens have a right to demand.
May I clarify one thing, Judge? And
you're doing a point of order right here?
And I apologize that you've had illness in your family. But we did have a workshop. We've had two workshops that allowed the voters to come and speak as far as what they would like for the voting systems. We've had them to come and speak, and we've had two workshops. And
is talking about right now?
And they were advertised, right.
Talking about right now.
And it's unfortunate that you were unable to attend either workshop, but we did have two workshops prior to this being on the agenda for approval.
Well, I don't regret that, because I've been on the scene for a long time. I've been watching and reading and studying for a very long time. And I have shared those things that I've learned about these machines with others, organizations, and individuals as well. So I don't regret missing two workshops. But I did read about the notice of this hearing. And that is the reason why I am here today. But I am not here to explain, justify, or tell you that I don't feel, I feel angry about being here, because I feel like I'm being treated like I'm not supposed to be here and ask questions. Whatever happened to competition? Why Hart's gonna come to our county and tell us what, when, where, how, and how much? We at least ought to be able to tell the citizens of Justin County that we gotten a chance to meet with Hart one or two times, but we're still investigating them. We're still studying them. We're still trying to find out what advantages or disadvantages in using these machines to that of the previous machine. We can no longer use those previous machines, because I'm sure you've been told by Ms. Guidry that these machines have been taken off of the shelves. They are no longer being sold because they are that defective. Although she did come before you at least on three occasions and made this fact known to you, and you did nothing. This just didn't start a month ago. This started years ago. So I say to you, as a citizen of Jefferson County, that no company has a right to come in our county and tell us where our tax dollars should be given, how much of it, and when. Especially when we know for a fact, as we sit before we decide, that we don't have a clue about their company, their business, how it's run, whether or not it's gonna operate in our advantage to any other company. When we made no effort whatsoever to go before the legislators or contact one of our state representatives and ask what they consider another company, another means of voting. We've made no efforts ourselves on behalf of our citizens. So I don't come to you because I feel like you better or you got to. I feel if you have my best interest at heart, you're gonna make it your business that the food you feed me is not poison. You're gonna make it your business that the clothes you put on my back are wearable. And that's all I ask. I ask that, especially since we do have an option, and the option is a right to vote by paper ballot. And the only reason we are not voting by paper ballot, because we want the mass media to get the results of the votes at 10 p.m. instead of 10 a.m. the next day. We're not here to pacify the media. We're here to get accuracy in the voting. We are here to know and feel that our votes matters and that it is counted. That's the only inalienable right we have as citizens, and that is the right to vote. So I ask you, before you make a decision in haste that might be detrimental to our welfare and our bank accounts, that you table this and give the citizens of Jefferson County an opportunity to come before you, because the one-day notice, which was yesterday, only yesterday, was not enough, number one. Or let it be in the form of a referendum. Let them vote on it. We didn't have any complaints at all when we were using the paper ballots. Your Honor, I'll sit right now, because I feel like I really have said more than enough where you are intelligent enough to understand exactly what I am trying to say to you. The citizens have a right to know that their votes are being counted and that their votes matter. And that is not happening here in Jefferson County. And I believe that your hearts are pure, and I believe you want the right thing for the citizen. But when we just summarily enter into a $1.7 million contract with somebody we don't know ourselves, that we have not investigated or hired a consultant to get any kind of information, good or bad, about that company, then we're doing an injustice to our citizen. And that's all I have to say, Your Honor.
Judge, real quick, I'd like to say, since Ms. Morrison is a citizen of Port Arthur, and she's made some pretty serious comments about how the court is conducting this meeting for us. Ms. Morrison, we did have public hearings. We had the courthouse that was pretty packed about 3 weeks ago when Hart presented. Port Arthur, I'm at an advantage that the other commissioners and the judge is not at, because Port Arthur has been using this machine for how long now, Ms. This machine that's in question now with Hart? 5 or 6 years. And I did speak to several of the people that work the polls, as well as the citizens that vote, that have voted on the county machine, which is in question, that you said is flawed, which I feel also is flawed. The Hart machine, one thing I stated 3 weeks ago when we had the workshop is that I don't want an apology for errors that may come in the voting process. I want to be compensated, the taxpayers to be compensated. And that's what we're trying to do here today. I don't want the judge to speak just for the court, because we have done our due diligence on this issue with Hart. I don't know if Hart's gonna be a save all. I really don't. But what I stated is that if they're not, make sure that all the information that's put in the bid package, the acceptance package, is monetarily compensated if something go wrong. You spoke about voting by paper ballot. One of the reasons the elections came in so late last time is because the machine that reads the provision of ballots was hung up. That's one of the reasons we're trying to switch to a different company and maybe fix that process. have accountability on. If you voted for Judge Brannick, that vote is documented. Where we don't, you know, you don't have some of the questions that you brought here today. And I assure the citizens of Port Arthur that I know, as a commissioner that represents that area, I have asked questions, and I'm very comfortable with the promises that Hart has made. But I want to make sure that Hart understands that there should be some monetary compensations also, 5, 10 years, whatever they say this machine should last, that the taxpayers are reimbursed for any errors that they promised and did not happen. I didn't vote on this past machine. I wasn't here, and I'm not going to even fault the commissioners that were here. I'm going to take the recommendation of the people that have the hands-on participation with these machines, which is Ms. Guidry, the Hart people that they promised, and the taxpayers and the voters of my precinct for sure, but Jefferson County, and they say they're very comfortable with this machine. So if you think we haven't done the due diligence, I want to apologize. It's no disrespect to you, but I'm very comfortable, and I can't say how the court's going to vote, but I'm very comfortable to vote in favor of this change, also to try and save taxpayers' dollars. It's a lot behind the scenes, so we're not going to, you know, I can't speak for the rest of the court, but I don't want it to go out that we didn't do our due diligence, because that's not true.
And the representatives of Hart are here today, and I believe your machines, before being certified by the state and federal governments, went through how long a process of being tested? Was it several years?
At the federal level, it's at least a year, if not longer, of a testing process. And the state process takes at least 90 days, if not longer.
Okay, thank you.
And some of the questions, when we did the workshop, you understood what I said about monetary compensation, instead of just, I'm sorry, the machine was broke, and sending the technician out to where the taxpayers have to pay for that. And that was stated at the prior workshop, right?
It was stated, yes, sir.
And that's what I want you to understand, that we're not just haphazardly choosing Hart because we like them. I want to make sure that this court, my position as far as the court, is on the recommendation of the voters, the people that work the machines, myself, I have to vote on it, that we're comfortable as much as possible, because no one knows with computers. Right, the election judges who were here at the last workshop, I mean, computers are taking on a new, I mean, you know, we having hackers and stuff. It's no telling what's going to happen next year with the election, you know. My election is coming up on, it'll be one of the first ones. So I want to be, and I hate you went through that this last time, but that's what we're trying to fix, Ms. Morrison. And I hope you're not offended. We're not trying to disrespect, I know we're not. I'm sure I can speak for the court. We're not trying to disrespect you, but we have deliberated on this issue. And Hart has assured us as much as they can. Sure, they're trying to sell a machine.
And ordinarily, I would be in favor of tabling this item because all we have during 2015 are municipal elections. However, we find ourselves in a unique circumstance where if we wait until 2015, we will have to spend $162,000+ more to purchase the equipment than we can purchase it for today. We also have a $75,536 buyback of our old equipment that Hart has offered us. We have an attributed interest rate of 2.7% to the 5-year lease of the equipment, which we are in an artificially low interest rate environment because of the Federal Reserve's quantitative easing projects, and I'm concerned that at some point that's going to end and we might not have as advantageous a interest rate attributed to the lease as we have today. So in any event, that is why it is on the agenda today. Again, I have no idea what the Commissioner's Court's desires are in this connection. However, it is something that we are set to discuss and have had public hearings on. So I've read the agenda item, but have not called for a motion and a second. Do I have a motion?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Just point of clarification to our county clerk. The contracts have been sent through purchasing and our legal department. Is that correct?
That is correct, sir.
Okay. And just for clarification, y'all viewed those documents and feel comfortable with them?
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that concludes our agenda. We will not be having Commissioner's Court next week. It is our sincere hope that everybody here has a very blessed and Merry Christmas. And is there anything that any member of Commissioner's Court wishes
Merry
to bring
Christmas
to? All right. There's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you.